Ephesians chapter 1. Paul, an apostle of Yeshua the Messiah by the will of Elohim, to the saints who are at Ephesus, and to the faithful in the Messiah Yeshua. Grace be to you, and peace from Elohim our Father, and from the Master Yeshua the Messiah. Blessed is the Elohim and Father of our Master Yeshua the Messiah, who has blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places in the Messiah. According as he has chosen us in him, before the foundation of the world, that we should be holy and without blame before him in love. Having predestined us to the adoption of children to himself by Yeshua the Messiah, according to the good pleasure of his will. To the praise of the glory of his grace, in which he has made us accepted in the Beloved. In whom we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of sins, according to the riches of his grace. In which he has abounded towards us in all wisdom and prudence. Having made known to us the mystery of his will, according to his good pleasure which he has purposed in himself. So that in the dispensation of the fullness of times he might collect in one all things in the Messiah, both which are in heaven, and which are on earth, even in him. In whom we have also obtained an inheritance, being predestined according to the purpose of him who works all things after the counsel of his own will. So that we should be to the praise of his glory, who first trusted in the Messiah. In whom you also trusted, after you heard the word of truth, the gospel of your salvation, in whom also after you believed, you were sealed with that Holy Spirit of promise, which is the earnest of our inheritance until the redemption of the purchased possession, to the praise of his glory. Therefore I also, having heard of your faith in the Master Yeshua, and love to all the saints, do not cease to give thanks for you, making mention of you in my prayers. So that the Elohim of our Master Yeshua the Messiah, the Father of glory, may give to you the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of him. Having the eyes of your understanding being enlightened, so that you may know what is the hope of his calling and what are the riches of the glory of his inheritance in the saints. And what is the exceeding greatness of his power toward us who believe, according to the working of his mighty power, which he worked in the Messiah when he raised him from the dead and set him at his own right hand in the heavenly places. Far above all principality, power, might, dominion, and every name that is named, not only in this world, but also in that which is to come. And put all things under his feet, and gave him to be the head over all things to the assembly, which is his body, the fullness of him who fills all in all.